This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, April 27th, 2009. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, an essential American poet. Starting in the fall of 2008, our website, poetryfoundation.org, began releasing recordings in a series called Essential American Poets. The poets in the collection were selected by Donald Hall in 2006 when he was Poet Laureate. Recordings of poets are released every 2 weeks, and a few months ago, 6 Gene Valentine poems were published in the Essential American Poets podcast, which you can subscribe to from our website. I'm going to talk about a few of those Gene Valentine poems with Fanny Howe, a very distinguished poet and the author of more than 20 books. It was also just announced that Fanny Howe is the winner of the 2009 Lilly Prize from the Poetry Foundation. Congratulations, Fanny.
Thank you.
So, for listeners who aren't familiar with Gene Valentine's poetry, how would you characterize it?
I would say it has gone through stages. It's changed. When she first won the Yale Younger Poets Award many years ago.
Back in the 60s even, right?
In the 60s.
Yeah.
She was very much part of the Robert Lowell world and with Sylvia Plath and Anne Sexton. And her poems then were quite narrative and confessional in that vein, mm-hmm. but always a little bit weirder than just that.
Her poetry is often political, though she says that she is not a political poet. And we're going to hear one poem of hers that came out in The New Yorker a few years ago that does seem political in its content. It's called In Prison. Do you want to say anything about that poem before we hear it?
I think that it's a poem that can be listened to two ways. One is as there's an actual prisoner. The other is the soul imprisoned.
Ah, I hadn't thought of that. I was just reading it literally as a prison poem. But that's a good point. Okay, here's Gene Valentine reading In Prison.
In prison, without being accused. Or reach your family, or have a family. You have conscience, heart trouble, asthma, manic depressive. We lost the baby. No meds, no one, no window. Black water, nail scratched walls. Your pure face turned away, embarrassed. You, who the earth was for.
That ending, you who the earth was for, really sends chills down my spine.
Yes. It's what makes it more than a description of a prisoner.
Yeah. Why would you have that other reading of a soul in prison here? What clues do you hear in the language there?
I think it's partly in relation to Gene's other poetry and the certain metaphors that come up. The soul as a baby.
We lost the baby.
But the real thing was the word pure, and then the last line.
Your pure face turned away, embarrassed. You. Who the earth was for.
To me, those mean that it's at two levels all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people would call her a spiritual poet, and she herself has said that she is going towards the spiritual rather than away from it.
Well, my sense of Jean is that she's had several religious periods in her life, that they come and they go, and that, in a sense, the coming and the going has become part of the content and the form of her poetry.
Let's try another poem. This is called Door in the Mountain. Door in the Mountain is also the title of her new and collected poems, which came out a few years ago in 2004. Anything you want to say about this poem before we hear it?
It's very representative of the poet, who is very specifically Jean in all her work, of sort of in flight through life. And then the dark interiority, which is the only safe place she ever seems to find.
Let's hear it. This is Door in the Mountain.
Never ran this hard through the valley. never ate so many stars. I was carrying a dead deer tied on to my neck and shoulders, deer legs hanging in front of me, heavy on my chest. People are not wanting to let me in. Door in the mountain, let me in.
So what does that suggest to you? Door in the mountain, let me in.
Well, it belongs to the earth. It is the material world.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you have in the end is the material world, and either there's an entrance deeper into it or there's nothing.
Yeah, and there's no indication in the poem that there is. It's just there's a belief that there is.
Yes,
But the speaker in the poem is still outside that mountain.
And I think that's Jean's poetry is very much about that relationship to the material world. It's knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah. Now here's a question. Jean Valentine has spent a good bit of her life in New York City, the most urban place in the United States, yet urban life doesn't make that many appearances in her poetry. It's really the natural world that she draws her images from. How do you explain that?
She does travel a lot,
yeah,
and she goes out to the country a lot.
But that doesn't explain why the city doesn't play a big part in her poetry.
No, I think it's sort of the proof how dreamy the poetry is.
Yeah.
And how internalized.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to another poem by Jean Valentine. This one is a love poem. She says it's a love poem. It's called Little Map, and it takes place outside somewhere, or somewhere not in New York City. Let's give that a listen.
Little Map. The white pine, the deer coming closer, the ant in my bowl. Where did she go when I brushed her out? The candle, where does it go? Our brush with each other, two animal souls, without cave, image, or word.
Now that's quite an interesting way to describe love, our brush with each other.
Yes.
Two souls brushing, two animal souls brushing together. Why does she say animal souls, do you think?
I think whatever the experience was so transitory, so fleeting, like the deer. I mean, it might as well have been the deer.
Right.
It was just one of those things, one of those fast, intense, and passing encounters, which are love encounters. So it went so fast. There wouldn't be time even for a cave for them to nestle in,
yeah,
or for time to write an image or speak a word.
Boy, that is the most elegant poem to a possible one-night stand that I have ever read.
Oh, that's true. I like our brush with each other.
Our brush is beautiful.
Yeah.
Fanny Howe, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You can read all these poems and more by Jean Valentine on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Fanny Howe's latest book of poems is called The Lyrics, published by Grey Wolf Press. You can also read a handful of her poems and several of her essays on our website. Fanny Howe is the winner of the 2009 Lilly Prize, and we'll have her back on this program soon to read some of her own poems. The Essential American Poets podcast, Poets Reading Their Own Poems Without Commentary, is available on poetryfoundation.org and in the iTunes Store. Let us know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.